prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then later in the show, we're going to talk about a phenomenon that's going on here in the country and why a scary reason why 1 million Americans can never see their doctors again. We'll be joined by Dr. Pamela Wibble during the second hour. But of course, without further ado, why waste another second? Let's run his music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Fantastic. I'll tell you why in a little bit.
Okay.
But just a reminder, we're still in the pre-launch phase at fastmusclebook.com. That's my new book, and it is still at the introductory price of just 99 cents a copy.
Plus, that's ridiculous.
Free bonuses, including you get the best of Blueprint Bulletin issue for 2015, the Fast Fat Loss Report, the webinar, the Get Big Workout Drink, which is just it's been a smash hit ever since I released it. And you can register for all those bonuses and grab your copy at fastmusclebook.com. Now, I hope I don't jinx myself with this, but
how so?
I am told if we keep tracking the way we do, it's going to be a number one or number two bestseller, not only in the United States, but also in Canada.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And let's start off with a question. Becky Rubin says, hello. Say hello back. Was wondering if you knew where to get an elliptical machine that might be gently used. Also, have you ever worked with someone who had Crohn's disease? And do you put together meal plans? Thank you.
You know, in my opinion, elliptical machines are a waste of money. And they quickly turn into racks for drying laundry. Now, if you're interested in a home exercise machine, you can do no finer than the Bowflex. Because with 16 power rods, you can hang a lot more laundry out to dry than any other.
You're funny.
But back on track. Instead, I would suggest, instead of that elliptical, you know, get familiar with step-ups, right? A lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I work out at home. I don't have an exercise bench. Or I can't get to the gym. You know what? Use a coffee table. I have no reservation in saying that 10 minutes of step-ups will get your metabolic rate humming along better than any amount of time on the elliptical. You can also perform as many bodyweight squats in 5 minutes as possible, which is as solid an entry point into exercise as there is. You know, I can think of a ton. Goblet squats, Bulgarian split squats, lunges. Those are all excellent options. Every single one of those I just listed is far superior to the elliptical. And as a bonus, it delivers resistance, progressive resistance, if you make the movement harder, which helps build muscle. The last person I dropped the bodyweight squats to, this was last week, the result was predictable, right? I texted her a few days later, and I asked her, how many did you get reps in 5 minutes? No response. That was 4 days ago.
Wow.
Now, as for Crohn's, it's an inflammatory bowel disease. Right, and it's associated with inflammation on the lining of the digestive tract, and it comes and goes. You know, there are, from what I've seen, the two clients that I work with, not many, they refer to them as flare-ups. So the exact cause remains unknown. They think it's a combination of genetics, maybe something in the environment, and an abnormal immune response. So it results in this damaging inflammation of the digestive tract. So here are the symptoms, which range from mild to severe. And, you know, and these are not pleasant. You know, frequent diarrhea, bleeding, you're moving your bowels frequently, and fatigue. What I have seen work from a nutritional supplement side of things is glutamine, which repairs the stomach lining. It's very soothing to the stomach. Bovine colostrum is excellent, as well as probiotics. Now, all of those will lead to a dramatic improvement in most people, and you should avail yourself to all of them. Here's another note. What you'll find is when you're evaluating protein powders, a very high-quality protein powder actually has a soothing and calming effect once it hits your stomach. And a lot of that is due to the fact that it's either glutamine or colostrum enriched. As far as writing out diets, you know, I stopped that a long time ago. It was incredibly labor intensive, and 99% of people ignored them anyway. Right? It's like the body weight squats. So I hope that helps, Becky.
The next question, comes from Johnny Varlow. He says, so I've listened to prior episodes and you're pretty big on body weight training. There are a plethora of moves you can perform. Any suggestions so I don't waste my time? Also, if it's so effective as you state, then why don't I see anyone doing them in the gym? Because you can do them at home.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer. You know, here I'm going to boil it down. There are six moves, really, that you can use to prevent overlap. They work the entire body, and anyone can do them. Anybody with, you know, reasonable flexibility and don't have terrible injuries. Your body weight squats, building up to the single leg variety, push-ups, pull-ups, the bridge, handstand push-ups, and hanging leg raises to parallel for the abs and core. An honorable mention there goes to planks. Any single one of those you can make a lot easier, or a lot harder, rather, by moving to a single arm variation. You can also make them easier. For example, a lot of women can't do pull-ups. That's fine. Just have them put their feet together in front of you, grab their ankles, and assist them as they pull up. Those are called jackknife pull-ups. They will get there. You can make it's scalable. The point I'm trying to make is scalable. If you want a guide there, there's no question about it. The book Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade is your go-to resource. You know, as far as why don't you see anyone do it in the gym, well, Carl made a good point. You know, a lot of folks have foregone the gym. You don't need one.
I don't go to the gym. If I'm going to do body weight only work one day, yeah. I've got a treadmill at home. I've got a stationary bicycle. I've got a sauna. Yeah. I've got dumbbells and kettlebells. So, I mean, why would I spend a half hour driving to and from the gym? I'll just do my workout at home because it's body weight work.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. You know, as far as people, once you get there, why aren't they doing it? Because it's hard. You know, that's why. Think about pull-ups versus pull-downs. They're a lot harder. Today, most people, especially young people, see calisthenics as a waste of time, which is ridiculous. It takes the gun out of people's hands, though, right? No gym? No problem. You don't need one. Right? There, I made this point before, but I'll make it again. There has never been a system of training more in harmony with the principle of independence and economy than bodyweight training. You don't need a gym. You don't even need weights. You sure don't need steroids or any of that stuff. In fact, steroids, I'll go out on a limb here and say they will always be a detriment to your body weight training because the added water gain during a cycle shows up real fast in your movements. Go ahead and try it. I want you to load up on every anabolic you can get your hands on. Go all out. Go all out because I want you to see how they hurt, not help your performance once you practice this art. The real masters are experts in balance, coordination, and muscle economy. So keep shooting your roids and hitting the heavy iron. Right? Then try a handstand, or a headstand rather, away from the wall. Right? Try a one-legged squat or a handstand push-up. You're going to be exposed. You know, a lot of guys are frauds. and they quickly realize their mistake for what it is. Now, yeah, they might look like $1 million, but they're all show and no go. The final nail in the coffin for most people is this. They think, for some reason, it's an all-or-nothing proposition, body weight versus weights. That's ridiculous. You should steal from everyone, right? I incorporate the following methods and more. Static holds, strong range partials, body weight work, lactic acid tolerance training. My movements are almost all compound movements, right? High intensity, one set to absolute muscular failure. Timed work is my new thing to include as many reps as possible in a given exercise for, let's say, a 5-minute, 10-minute, or 15-minute block. So here's my last rant, and then I'm done. If what you're doing in the gym looks like it's going against the grain of what most people are doing, it's usually a great sign that you're on the right track. Because if you want results like most people, you train like most people. Don't be like most people. I hope that helps.
All right, we're going to take our first break right now. We've got lots more questions coming from listeners. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go to learn more about Rob's work. This next question comes from Nick, the Mad Russian. He says, what's your opinion of Rich Piana and his YouTube videos? He sure has the build I'm looking for.
Yeah, you know, Nick, I call him the Mad Russian. He's my favorite trainee, protege. 16 years old, never misses a workout. Probably the hardest working kid I've ever trained, and that's saying something. 9 out of 10 questions recently from him have been about this Rich Piana guy. And Nick isn't the only one that's talking about him. Are you familiar with him?
But just only because I'm familiar with Mike O'Hearn, and I know Mike is friends with Rich Piana. But that's all I know. I think he has a supplement line. I'm not sure. But I really don't know anything about him.
All right. So this is just my take from watching a few dozen videos. Pros. And he's honest about his anabolic use. He's going so far as to detail his cycles. Going into real great detail. He once claimed, I think he put on 48 pounds of muscle in a year or less. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the idea. He is a throwback insofar as recommending things like vacuums for the waist, and other tips about shoulders, back, arms, and legs, right? In stark contrast to most steroid users today. So he knows his stuff there. Some of his theories on training are novel, but if you study him, he borrows heavily, heavily from Gironda and the other forefathers of the Iron Game. And nothing wrong with that. Now, I may have missed it because I haven't watched all his videos, but I never once heard him giving Gironda or anybody else credit. Regardless, he's bringing these methods back to the forefront, and that's always a good thing. As far as cons, Rich can't go for 5 minutes without dropping the F-bomb. It's tough to watch, you know? And in most of the videos, he's wearing his hat that's crooked. It's just a pet peeve. It really puts me off. Almost every single video he's in, he's highlighting his arms, his shoulders, his tattoos. You know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not necessary either. Look, when you're as big as Rich is, you don't need to wear a tank top to get your message across. He's also a walking billboard for, hey, I'm on steroids, everyone. You know, lots of them. And it seems to me that he's kind of begging for a search warrant. Now, his influence on kids is getting to be monumental. And it could be argued he's advocating steroid use in some instances. Now, that's not me talking. I'm looking at the laws and how they read. So if you put those two together, you know, I would start wondering if I was going to become a target for law enforcement. You know, he's obviously getting his stuff somewhere. Might be coming through the mail. You know, if I'm his local postmaster, I'd flag every package for additional scrutiny. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, you know, it's the reality of the situation. If I were him, I would be looking over my shoulder everywhere I went. Here are the takeaways. He's got all the answers these days, because when you're that big and strong, who's going to question you? You know, he obviously knows his stuff, and you'd risk getting effed to death if you anger him. In the court of public opinion, Rich rules. I haven't even seen anybody question. The issue is this, and it remains to be seen. When he comes off all the stuff, I guess we're going to find out how much he really knows. Now, I'm betting he's still going to look good, but he's going to be a shadow of his former self. All those tattoos are going to look awful funny, right? If he shrinks quite a bit and they serve as a bullseye for the casual observer. You know, and unfortunately, these videos of him all juiced up are going to still be out there, right, to compare and contrast to him. I would think we were going to see much more modest clothing when he comes off. Until that time, the jury's out, I think, on how credible this guy is. I'm betting not so much when he comes off, and the veil of invincibility will come down a few notches. So, look, I respect what this guy is trying to do. I just don't like the in-your-face aspect to it. Yeah, it's his choice, though, how he goes about his business. The problem being, he doesn't appear very humble. And there are two types of people in the world. Those that are humble and those that are about to be humble. So let's just sit back and watch what transpires. His legacy will ultimately be what he leaves behind, which is true for all of us.
Johnny Gray says, catching up on past episodes and noted that Carl had a disagreement on a few issues. My question is, are any answers you've given turned out to be suspect? What did I have questions about? Stated differently, do you regret any of the advice you've given?
Yeah. But, you know, it's an interesting question that gave me pause because, you know,
I'm not right about just because I disagreed with him doesn't mean that he was wrong about it.
No, in this one instance, I think you were. We've been at this for 3 years. And nobody can be 100% in 3 years. So,
yeah.
Sure, you know, I've made these mistakes, but it's not the end of the world. I come here to learn, too. But here are my top three regrets on advice I've given. Number one, recommending you boil water to sterilize it for your research chemical needs. You know, talk about some bad advice. I'm always looking to save a buck. And I got to fall on my sword on this one. Now, sure, it's possible to do it, but when sterile or bacteriostatic water is available at $5 a vial or less, you'd be really irresponsible to advocate the do-it-yourself Black & Decker method. Number two, recommending 1 milligram of melanotan 2 as a starter dose. Okay, you know, it worked for me, but you aren't me. And I was wrong to assume you are. Melanotan 2 is a fantastic peptide. It tans the skin. It's got the side benefit of giving Viagra-like erections. Now, unbeknownst to many, though, it also raises blood pressure. And at a 1 milligram starter dose, some people are going to get dangerously high levels. And God forbid, right, you're going to go out commando somewhere. It's not pleasant. Now, finally, I'm of Polish and Czechoslovakian stock, which means I'm naturally white as a gallon of milk. And I have almost no moles, though, or freckles on my skin. Here's the problem. People with fair skin, lots of freckles and moles, are at high risk of darkening those spots permanently with melanotan, too. So, yeah, that's one that I regret. And three, recommending you combine, you know, static holds, Katsu and Tabata intensification.
Yeah, we had a couple people write in that their arms fell off, so we figured, oh, maybe that wasn't a good idea after all.
No, that was everything that is wrong with me, right? Yeah. If one of these is good, three must be better. Not cool. I mean, it was not a good thing. So yeah, you know, I've made some mistakes. Those are the top three. I lived and learned from all three, and in one case, I wound up in the ER because of it. The combining static holds and Katsu and Tabata.
Let's see. Let's go ahead and take this next question next. I don't have a name for this one. All it says is, what do you think of election cycles?
Yeah, I forget this guy's. I have to go back on Facebook and look. And I saw the word cycle. And at first I was like.
When I read it at first, the question I thought, does he mean lining up your cycles with the elections? Like you're on during the elections, you're off the rest of the time, you go back on again. And then is it local elections and federal elections and state elections? How do you time your cycle? When do you rotate the orals back in? You know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what?
I think he was talking about politics, but, you know, I'll say this. I do follow it for whatever reason this year closely, but I don't get political on this show. It's far too divisive. And the last thing our community needs is buying into the divide and conquer strategy. So, but there are some things here that you need to be aware of because our community is impacted, and I'm talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I will say this. If you think electing any one party, person, or entity is going to change your lot in life, you are sadly mistaken. You know, look, they're politicians. And with few exceptions, they get into office by taking large donations from special interest groups. They want something in return. You know, the big money comes from insurance companies, big pharma, the medical supply chain, big banks, et cetera, et cetera. So these clowns get into office, and guess what? They're not representing you. They're beholden to the special interest groups, the ones that donated millions and millions of dollars to their campaigns. You know, and guess what else? You can be a really nice guy, I think, with good intentions about doing the right thing, but you wind up with gridlock. It really doesn't matter if we send more Democrats or Republicans to D.C., in my opinion, nothing's getting done. One thing is absolutely clear to me. The system is broken. Now, sure, you should still vote. But until the fundamental issue of special interests is eliminated, and until the vicious infighting between the two parties, you know, as long as that exists, you wind up where you started, which is just the way they want it. They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, then expecting different results. And it's worth noting, folks, that both political parties banned performance-enhancing drugs and threw you and me under the bus, again just recently with most performance-enhancing supplements. They have turned, in effect, they have turned bodybuilding into a crime. So I don't see the solution as another election. I see it as a second American revolution.
And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But don't revolt too far away from the radio, because we will be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop
shop for all things hemp on the web.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about why 1 million Americans can no longer see their physicians. It's really a scary phenomenon. When you hear the angle of this story, you're going to be shocked. So Zach Stubbs says, hey, Rob, a question for you and Carl. Generally, when I train my chest, I find my lats to be brutally sore in addition to my chest afterwards. There's a noise in the background, Rob. It almost sounds like air blowing into your microphone. Just want to give you a heads up. Is this perhaps beneficial or detrimental hiccup to my training? What do you think? Oh, it just went away, whatever the sound was.
Okay, I adjusted my screen.
Okay.
You know, it depends on the exercise you're performing. Dips and pullovers can definitely increase soreness along with in the lats and the chest. Now, if you bench with your lats, powerlifting style, that can add to it as well. The dip in particular involves the lats. In fact, the entire upper body. The dip and pullover have both been deemed an upper body squat, and the comparison is not without merit. So if you want Dorian-like lats, your best bet is to work your chins and your one-arm rows hard. General rule of thumb, vertical rows build width, horizontal rows build thickness. Now, unspoken but implied in this question is this. Is soreness a necessary condition to stimulate growth? And the answer I would propose is a resounding no. You know, I could put you in a burlap bag and beat you with a hammer, and you'd be plenty sore the next day. It doesn't mean you would have grown any muscle or even stimulated growth. Now, despite that, plenty of guys, me included, like the soreness, certain movements in part. You know, chief among these are loaded stretches, things like pullovers, dips, and certain rowing variations. If you like that swole effect, and the tightness and the fullness that's associated with it. Your best bet is to time that about 24 to 48 hours in advance of, let's call it, a beach trip. It's best to perform those movements, too, after a layoff of some time. It seems the body upregulates the soreness factor when it hasn't seen those, too, in a while. Now, finally, I made this point in 2.0. loaded stretch position movements and ecdi go together like peanut butter and jelly. Because buried deep on the internet, I found an interesting study done by the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And it's a long paper, but at the end of it, they said, taken together, our data suggests that the mechanical stretch in mediating muscle growth regulates the upregulation of the PI3K-AKT signaling pathway, which is, without going into detail, an extremely important pathway that needs to be activated. So in 2009, when I wrote 2.0, I speculated ECDI worked through that mechanism, and subsequent research done at Rutgers confirmed it. Here's the rub. A well-formulated ECDI product, like Synthogen, is going to decrease muscular soreness pretty dramatically. So, but it, you know what? If it's real muscle growth that you want, Synthogen plus loaded stretch movements are pure gold. But if it's magnifying the soreness that you're after, I would steer you to arachidonic acid, X Factor, I think was the original. Those type of products for that purpose. I think you'll find they leave you plenty sore. Hope that helps.
Mike Grady says, hey, Rob, I just wanted to give you a shout-out for some advice that you gave me a while back. You told me to do statics, Tabata, and negatives, and my arms fell off. No. thanks to that, I've dropped 25 pounds with most of it being in the waist. My dilemma is, while I've gotten stronger in my squat and deadlift, my bench and upper body strength has taken a beating. Is there any way around this? And why would that even happen, Rob?
Well, you know, I wish I had the answer. When people lose weight, most males, it's quite possible for their squat and deadlift to go up. The bench press, on the other hand, they take a beating. And I speculate that it's due in large part that when you squat and deadlift, you're moving the body, which weighs, right, pounds, through space. Well, when you're lighter, you're moving less of it through space.
So well, less of your own weight, more of it can go on the bar then.
Right.
Yeah.
So
imagine a guy who squats 1,000 pounds and he's 430 pounds.
Yeah. and then I'm awful at math, but you get the point.
Yeah, yeah. It's impressive.
So the answer it really is surprisingly simple. You know, switch to dips and push-ups along with pull-ups and bridging. Look, if you're not competing in a powerlifting meet, there's no reason you got to stick with bench press. Because when you make the switch to those body weight movements, it reverses your dilemma. Because de facto, you have less weight to move through space on those movements. And as an added bonus, they stimulate more muscle growth due to higher central nervous, much greater central nervous system activation. They also energize the body where the traditional weighted movements don't. So what I'm talking about is this. Next time you're in the gym, try this little experiment. I want you to do a few sets of high rep benches or lat pull downs prior to your, you know, to your heavy sets. Now, I want you to note how you feel after each set. Do 2-3 sets of each, carefully recording how you feel, how much energy you have, how much each of those gets you huffing and puffing. Now, objectively, you want to measure your heart rate at the end of each set as it comes down and then begins the next set. Record those numbers in your logbook. Now, the next time you perform that workout, let's say before your bench, repeat that same experiment, but this time do push-ups. Do the best you can to mimic the rep totals. There's no comparison. While bench presses will get your heart rate up a little, it pales in comparison to the energizing effect of push-ups. Using your body as weight and moving it through space is the key because it trumps moving the arms and the weight through space only. Certain feelings can be fudged. You can't say the same about physiological reactions to external training stimuli or even drug stimuli. Your heart rate, in other words, is going to validate what I'm saying. So I'd like you guys to write me after you try that. I think you're going to find I speak the truth. So one other note for all listeners, this applies to supplements too, at least the ones that work. Now, you take a good hit of any kratom, let's call it Green Malay, the strain. Now, you may feel like you're in control, you can drive, you can walk around, you know, you're good to go. But your pupils will give you away. Take a walk on over to the mirror and stare into the abyss. And you will see that your pupils are constricted.
Bear with me for a second, but when you do it, something that has a stimulating effect that constricts pupils, but when you do something that has a sedating effect that actually dilates the pupils, right?
Yeah, but you know, as you know, and I'm going to go into this later in the tip of the day, kratom is the most unique of animals because almost every strain, not only does it impart this curious energy to it, but it also paradoxically relaxes you and puts you at ease. It is the only supplement, plant, drug that I've ever found to work in this fashion. And it deserves some further discussion, which is why it is the tip of the day.
And without further ado, why don't we take a break and come back and do the Blueprint tip of the day? How's that sound?
You got it.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Reagan.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
For the best in real world, no nonsense. common-sense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Why are over a million people inside the United States no longer to see their doctor? You think you know the answer, but it's not that.
No idea.
Okay, so what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Well, we were talking Kratom, and when you talk Kratom, you need to get your source. And the best, by far, is Mile High Kratom, a cut above. Now, I've covered Kratom before on prior episodes, but for the uninitiated, it is easily the most effective, interesting, and useful plant you can legally, at least for now, get your hands on. Generally speaking, as I said before, it gives you a non-jittery mental and physical energy, while at the same time relaxing you. And it really has to be experienced to be believed, because they sound diametrically opposed, but they do in fact and can and do peacefully coexist. You can add to that a big boost in mood, by the way, although it isn't through the usual, you know, ramping up of dopamine. It doesn't feel anything like it. I first came across it, let's call it 3 years ago, while I was researching information on Fenibut. But it wasn't in bodybuilding circles that I was reading about it. More so on, you ever hear of bluelight.com?
I haven't, no.
I
mean, blue light to me is Walmart. Not Walmart. what was the store that used
Kmart.
To have? Kmart. Thank
blue
you.
Light
thank
special.
You. Blue light special. There you go.
Yeah. Well, these aren't bodybuilders. These guys are experimenting with more of the recreational stuff. But their feedback can be useful. And what they were doing was, I noticed to this day, a lot of people use Kratom to come off of heroin or opiates or that class.
Really?
But, yeah. What I noticed as I started to use it was there was a wide difference in quality from vendor to vendor and even batch to batch. It likely goes back to harvesting conditions, the amount of actives during that time, and consequently the effect is anything but consistent. And it all became just too frustrating today, and I almost gave up on it. Almost. So along came Mile High Kratom. I heard about them on SHR. So I ordered up some of their Green Malay, their Mangda, and their Private Reserve Bali. And what happened next was a game changer, because every one of those strains worked better than the stuff that I was getting straight from Malaysia, which took forever because of customs. Now, when I say work better, I don't mean a little bit better either. I mean a lot better. Every serving from every pouch was consistent, and it was clean. And with other vendors, the effect was at best unpredictable, and at worst, it was a waste of time. Sometimes it took it and nothing happened. Now, with respect to my comment about clean, you need to experience it, I guess, to understand it. Some of the Kratom that I've used before left me with a nasty come down, like a depressed feeling. You get a general sense of malaise. The most popular, their most popular strain by far, I'm told, is Private Reserve Green Indo. Now, I can see why, especially if you have injuries. Not only do you get this, you know, energy relaxation type of effect, it's the absolute best analgesic I've ever used. Right, for up to 6 hours, it zonks all, you know, any muscle, tendon, or ligament issue that you might have. And I would be remiss if I didn't speak to their service, too. The people behind the product are what really matters, and that goes for every product. John Connor is the man in charge here. He gets back to me immediately if I have any questions. His shipping is lightning fast, and he has, understandably, a well-guarded source for this stuff. I am told, though, that it comes directly from the Indonesian farmers who've been doing this for generations, and it shows. Now, here's the real feather, in my opinion, in Mile High's cap. In addition to all this, they're a U.S.-based domestic operation. And what that means to you is there's no waiting and, you know, fretting while the stuff's in customs. Now, normally, that takes a long time. And Kratom's coming under more scrutiny as time goes on here. For example, in January of this year, U.S. Marshals in Illinois seized 90,000 bottles of it. And with Mile High, you're not exposed to that import risk. Now, that's not to say it's illegal, like, you know, in the form of a street drug, but it's on the radar screen in certain states. So, at this point, I've put 4 Mile High strains up against the top 3 other companies that I had stuff from. And in each and every case, they really do have the superior product. I'm convinced you can't buy better Kratom anywhere for any price. Now, I get this question a lot, too, with respect to false positives on a drug test. I really don't think you need to worry because although Kratom can specifically be tested for, it's not on any of the standard 10 to 12 panel drug tests. In fact, I couldn't find it on any test, even the more extensive ones. You know, which brings me to this urgent call to action. If you like your Kratom, I would tell you to get it now because the party's not going to last forever. There are certain states that are already moving on it. Indiana, Wisconsin, Tennessee. There's a 4th that escapes me. They've already banned it. And there'll no doubt be more to follow. So if you're going to Mile High, Kratom.com, I would make the following 3 reservations. Their premium green vein Malay. It's got a good 7-hour duration to it. First 4 are energetic, the last 4 relaxing. The Private Reserve Green Indo I spoke to earlier, it lasts about 5-6 hours, probably the best painkiller of the bunch. And then their Private Reserve Bali. It's a red strain. It's got a 4-6 hour duration. It's pure relaxation being the goal. Now, I have no vested interest, 0, zip, nada. No discount codes, no affiliate codes, nothing. I'm just telling you. It's telling it like it is. So get it while you still can.
I used to have a discount code for it. I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on a second. Just bear with me. Because he messaged it to me one day when I told him that we were plugging his product. Hold on a second. John.
I mean, in addition to the service and the quality of the Kratom, and you can see this, the way it's milled, if you put it next to other vendors' Kratom, it's milled down to its mesh. It looks like it's a mesh down to a very, very fine micron size.
Isn't that something? I don't find them all of a sudden.
You don't have it? Well, maybe I can message John later on Facebook. But the stuff really is premium. Everything from the packaging to the product to the people, it's 5 stars across the board. Still haven't used it yet?
No, not yet. You know, I just have so much going on. It's like hard for me to even put time
in.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. So real quick, before we end the show, talk about the book again that's out.
Fastmusclebook.com?
Yeah.
It's 15 bodybuilding secrets to grow drug-free lean muscle mass. And it includes you know, everything from the training, the diet, to never-before-revealed supplement stacks, and the strength training workouts to go along with them. In addition to that, you're going to get three free bonuses just for signing up. Is the Blueprint Bulletin. You're going to get the best of the year 2015 issue. That's a $20 value. Fast Fat Loss Special Report. We sell that for $10. And then the drink, which is a video webinar, which will show you exactly. You work up to two of these drinks a day, and your muscle gain fat loss problems are over. Yeah. So, you know, that's a $50 value. $50 in free bonuses right there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I found John Connor's the coupon code ended December 25th.
Oh, well, maybe we'll talk to him about doing something next week. But
yeah, we can. If people really want to try it, maybe we can get another coupon code from him.
It's very rare. It's very rare in this business, and you know it to be true, to come across something that's that good. And he doesn't get enough traffic, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try it. I have to do the CBD oil that I ordered first because I want to see what that does. I'm actually going to use CBD oil for training.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to take the edge off. It doesn't have any psychoactive effects whatsoever. But it's just supposed to kind of it's supposed to take pain away. And that's all it does. And if I can get rid of some of the pain, I don't mean like pain that, oh, now I'm a jerk, I'm going to put myself in harm's way. I've got, you know, nagging sore, like I got some elbow pain on my left elbow that radiates into my radial brachialis, and I've got some IT band pain, and chiropractors and massages just don't do it for me. I'm getting older, you know, I'm going to be 58. I want to try that stuff, and I'm going to definitely talk about it on this show when I do.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah. Anyway, great discussion. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go. We'll talk to you next week, Coach, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why a million Americans can no longer see their doctors. It's going to surprise you. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. love. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Want to know the scary reason that over 1 million Americans can never see their doctors again? We're going to talk about this with my next guest, Dr. Pamela Weibel. How you doing, Dr. Weibel?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So, you know, we become a culture. If you look at history, everything's like a pendulum. You know, as humans, from a societal standpoint, we're always pushing the pendulum to the other side in search of the middle. So there was a time in history when people took their doctor's advice unabashedly and never questioned it. And now we find ourselves in the complete opposite place. And there's almost a disdain for physicians today, which is sad. It's very, very sad. And quite frankly, I find that physicians and patients find themselves on the opposite end of a dynamic created by an industry. And neither of them are happy any longer. And your book that you just published, which is Physicians' Suicide Letters Answered, speaks to this phenomenon of what's going on with doctors today, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, we're losing an incredible number of physicians to suicide. It's like a canary in the coal mine. How can anyone get the care they need if the people who are supposedly healing us are so wounded themselves? And then why are they so wounded? You know, what the heck is really going on? That's why I wrote the book.
And so let's talk about this. When did this start to become evident to you? At what point in time in your past did you go, you know, this is really weird. This is really scary.
Well, I have to tell you that it's been noticed that physicians have a higher suicide rate way back into the 1800s in England. So this isn't necessarily new. I just think it's accelerated to such a point, and we're losing so many people that we really can't, you know, shut the casket anymore and pretend like this hasn't happened. But in my life, I'll just tell you that I was suicidal myself as a physician back in 2004. I had quit a job. I had, you know, 6 jobs in 10 years. I was kind of job hopping, looking for that place where I could really be a true healer. And it felt to me that all they wanted was a warm body to be a factory worker. You know what I mean? If I wanted to be a factory worker, I would go work at Toyota What I want to do is be a healer, which means, you know, you meet people emotionally, physically, spiritually, and you have, you know, an encounter with somebody in which, you know, we make progress. We're not just in a 7-minute assembly line medical visit. You see what I'm saying?
No, and I see that's my take on it. So my take, I understand that med school in and of itself is amazingly difficult for people, and I want to talk about that too. But to me, when I look at this equation, I think to myself, no one says, I want to be a physician someday so that I could be forced to not really listen to my patients and be forced not to really heal my patients, but instead send them away with less than adequate service that I even know is less than adequate service, because I want to be chained to a system that won't allow me to be the physician I wanted to be when I went to school.
Right. And I mean, nobody goes into health care so that they could be forced not to care, which
right.
is exactly what's happening.
Right. And you know, and the reality is that in our 11th year on this show, and I have been one of the harshest about physicians on this show early on, but a few years ago, I started to temper myself, because through this show, I became very close with lots of physicians that really, really cared about what they were doing, and they were doing novel stuff, but they had to do it outside of the realm of the medical orthodoxy. So they actually had to break away, so to speak. And I started to realize that the same way that we feel hostages as patients today to this Medicare medical system, I didn't mean Medicare, the federal organization, I mean medical care system, doctors are also victims of this same system.
Right. I mean, our oppressors are the same people. We're on the same team, physicians and patients, you know. The other thing that's interesting, just to reflect on why did I become suicidal, it wasn't because I had a bad marriage at the time, which I did. It wasn't because, you know, my dog just died. You know, I was suicidal because it was an occupationally induced extreme frustration, not being able to do what I had been, I thought I had been trained to do with over 24 years of school. You know, that's an extreme frustration. And the thing that's unique, I'll say, about this profession of medicine, you know, nobody goes into this on a whim. You know, it's not like, well, gee, what am I going to do with my life? Maybe I'll just try being a doctor. I mean, people who go into this profession are dedicated. Sometimes they know since they're 5 years old that they want to be a pediatrician themselves, and they work so hard to do this because it's their soul's purpose. It's their life calling, which is not always the case with people in real estate, banking, and other professions that can be interchangeable. If the, you know, the real estate market sucks, you can move into some other profession and mid-career switchovers. You know, people in medicine, this is their heart and soul's calling. So when we are not allowed to be the healers that we were born to be on this planet, our only reason for being here, then it is a personal assault on us, and you know, if we feel like dying.
I would argue that the majority of physicians do seek it as a calling. And we don't look at physicians that way. We look at physicians as individuals who take a trade that's designed. And I'm being honest. I mean, this is what I would imagine that the average person thinks: the doctors are exploitive. They're in this system. They're part and parcel to it. You know, medical health care is a top agenda today, and people look at doctors as being part of that that monolith. And the reality is that they're not. But I would say that there are physicians out there who didn't follow it as a calling, but that's true of everything in life. That's the,
right. There's always a few people on the edge that are doing things for the wrong reasons,
yes.
But come on, you don't judge a whole profession by that.
No.
And I think the average person who maybe didn't have a calling to work at Walmart or a gas station or go into banking or real estate since they were 5 years old, they don't understand necessarily that some people did have a calling.
Right.
From a, you know, so they're not necessarily wrong. They just don't have the personal life experience that would inform them that some people really do have a calling for what they're doing in the world, and it is way beyond, I mean, money, you know, that's not what drives us to this profession. And the thing that really gets in the way is all of our oppressors, the third parties who are really making a big buck off of this fractured system, you know, it's not in their best interest to have us understand what's really going on. So the media, with these glamorized TV shows about doctors,
right.
you know, and all these other forces, politicians, who certainly don't want to have the blame, they'd rather deflect it onto us doctors or somebody else is causing the problem. You know, the thing is that that people have been misled, all right? They've
right.
been misled, and they have kind of a false sense of what who doctors really are because their own life experience informs them differently. The media, the politicians inform
well,
them differently.
Well, wait a minute. So part of it is doctors' faults, too. And I, but
oh, yeah,
not,
yeah, I was
but,
getting
but,
to that.
But I want to say something. Let me hand it back to you. You know, doctors cannot be vocal about their dissatisfaction about the system that houses them because of punitive actions that destroys their lives and their livelihoods. So they must suffer in silence. And so that the way the public interprets that is you're part of the problem. They don't realize that doctors would do things to make changes if they could. But whenever a doctor does that, like whack-a-mole, he gets hit in the head. And he loses his license or her license, and they're punished severely, and the rest of the doctors go, got to keep my mouth shut and just keep walking. That's all I can do.
Right. I mean, part of it is like you enter medicine, and part of it is a little bit of a flaw of reductionist medicine, which is the basis for Western medical training, and reductionism sees the human body as a machine, you know, without
right.
like spirit, without emotion. It's just, you know, this is a bag of parts. And how can we understand the human genome, you know, and all that's really wonderful. We've made a lot of discoveries, but at the expense of losing our heart and soul, what are any of these discoveries really worth? You know what I mean?
Right.
You could have great knowledge and understand the human genome, but if you've lost your will to live, what's the purpose? You know, and so the thing is we've got a flawed medical education model that does not
yes.
embrace the opposite of reductionist medicine is holistic medicine.
Well, but it's even deeper than that. I want to talk about the educational system when we come back from the break. But before we go into the break, I want to plug the book. The book is actually on our website down at the bottom where all the books are. It's the very first one. It's Physician Suicide Letters by Dr. Pamela Weibel. What will people, are these actual suicide letters that you posted in here?
Yeah, these are actual suicide letters. There's 53 chapters. They're very short, you know, like 1 to 3 pages each. Some are just a paragraph. And they're actual suicide letters that I have received from families who wanted to share, you know, how they lost their medical students or physicians in med school or beyond. They're also, you know, 47 of the chapters, so 6 of the people have died and are the actual suicide letters. 47 people are actually in the state of being suicidal now, and these are letters back and forth between them and me,
wow.
giving them advice. So it really helps somebody who's on the edge in medicine or probably, you know, suicidal in any profession pull
right.
themselves back
right.
and realize that there is hope, there is an answer, they're not alone. That's really the core. You're not alone in your feelings of despair.
Okay. It's at superhumanradio.com, Physician Suicide Letters, bottom left-hand corner where the books are. It's the very, very first one. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the medical indoctrination of a physician, which plays a large role in this discussion and sets the stage for everything that happens after that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Bust a move. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Pamela Weibel. We're talking about her new book, Physician Suicide Letters. It's at supremeradio.com. So when we're going into the break, one of the things we started to touch on is the educational process of a physician. And I have always believed that not just education, but indoctrination into a system is part of the mission of the those who prepare these levels of higher learning curriculum. I was on a track at one point in my life. I was in between things, and I was kind of like undirected. My mom said, "You know, so and so is an optometrist. Why don't you go to school to be an optometrist?" And I had been working with horses at Belmont Park and Aqueduct and Saratoga, you know. And I thought, "Hey, that's probably a good idea. I do pretty well in school." So I went back to school and I started to study. And because it wasn't a calling of mine, I'm not an optometrist today, obviously. That wasn't a calling of mine. I was just doing it, right, going through the motions. But one of the things I noticed right away was companies like Bausch & Lomb, all these companies that manufactured products for the industry, they were the ones who donated equipment, donated contact lens materials, donated all the things that we work with. So we were actually indoctrinated, having almost a halo effect, a good feeling about these companies. And their spokespeople would come and lecture, and they would talk to us. And when you got into private practice, it was just assumed that you were going to get a Zeiss slit lamp, and you were going to, because those were the companies that were part of the educational process. How much of that ruins medical school today, Dr. Weibel?
Well, there's a lot of that going on, because look who's funding the research, up until recently, drug reps were wandering around like all sorts of medical offices and medical institutions, free dinners, free lunches, sponsored by Pfizer and all of that. So, of course, you're influenced by their presence there. That means they're kind of like endorsed, right, by your profession, by just having them on the campus of your hospital or institution. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, these bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, young, you know, shining light in the eye sort of young people who go into medicine, they're so idealistic, and they're humanitarians, you know, at the base level. These people just, you know, they love people and they want to help people.
Right.
And they get to medicine and they're told in this reductionist medical model, which is, by the way, mind-body-spirit disintegration versus, you know, holistic, is mind-body-spirit integration. So I'm just explaining the reason why I talk about reductionist medicine. It is the opposite of holistic medicine. And I'm not saying it's wrong, like we've discovered the human genome and all sorts of other fantastic things. We can do lung transplants. Everything's, you know, that's great that we have this technology. But there is a downside. The downside is that people who enter this profession often have their mind, body, spirit disintegrated. You know, that's the result. When you lose contact with your heart and soul, you're what keeps you here on the planet? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're told from day one not to have professional closeness with your patients, which is a term I like. You're told that professional distance is the way to go. So not only are you supposed to distance yourself with your heart and soul because of our flawed medical education model, you're supposed to distance yourself from the person in front of you who's the patient. And, you know, and you stay on your side, they stay on their side, and you just talk technicalities.
Why do they tell, new physicians, would-be physicians, why? Because I see why this is important. We've actually did a show probably back in 2008 about the American Medical Association, how it got started, the payola, the graft.
Oh, it's
the
fascinating.
I know. We actually did a whole two-hour show on that because their mission was stated that they were going to position physicians above anybody else in the world, between the person and their deity. The doctor knew best what was good for the doctor, and his or her opinion should never be challenged. And they worked hard to instill that into generations of people, which made them, made it very easy for them to do the things that they wanted to do and grow the way they wanted to grow. And that's part of the reason that they tell these doctors, don't get connected to your, that's not maybe what they tell them in school, but that part of the effect of that disconnect is that the patient doesn't get a positive transaction, a human transaction. So this person must be above them. And so they my doctor said so. It's no shame to say there are good mechanics, there are good bakers, there are good butchers, and there are good doctors, but there are also bad mechanics, bakers, butchers, and doctors. But the problem is that the bad doctors get listened to with the same gravity as the good doctors because the good doctors aren't allowed to make connections with their patients.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cookie-cutter style medical education system, and so it's really an apprenticeship profession, which I think most professions are, mm-hmm. where you watch the people ahead of you and you kind of imitate, emulate them, right? So if they're walking around in white coats, just kind of drifting in and out of rooms, giving very little, you know, eye contact to the patient and speaking above them, then this is how the young ones learn how to be doctors, you know? Because I'm a little unusual in that both my parents are physicians, and so I went to work with them as a child, and I saw medicine in its heyday, and my parents made great connections with their patients. Even my dad in the morgue, he was a medical examiner, was very kind, you know, with these bodies, and I could see the joy in him in the work that he was doing. So I knew that you could be a happy doctor and you could help people at all sorts of milestones in their life, from birth to death. And I had a concept of what kind of doctor I wanted to be. What put some people, younger people who are very impressionable, you know, they're just, you know, 20 years old, at risk is that they don't have any physicians in their family. These are their only mentors, these very wounded, sometimes cold-hearted, not originally that way, but as a result of the bullying and hazing culture in medicine and reductionist medicine, they've been misled as physicians, and they are in this kind of patriarchal superiority type of a role, and they don't allow anyone to question them. And so the younger ones learn this from the flawed and wounded older physicians.
How much of a tool is the expense burden of attending medical school as part of sort of the whip and carrot to keep doctors marching in step? You know, you come out of school with a financial burden that makes you willing to just about take whatever jobs you can initially and not buck the system, because you've got, you know, $750,000 worth of debt over your head you got to work off for the next umpteen years. You can't make waves at that point in your career while there's still a flicker of idealism still alive in you. I got to believe that the financial debt is part of the indoctrination process.
Oh, yeah, it is. And if you've looked in the book, like the third section is called Death by Debt. I have a little quote here. Before the white coat ceremony, always fit the economic noose tightly around each student's neck. And these students do make decisions to die by suicide, you know, in part because of these loans that they'll never get out from under, except from death. You know, that's the only way out of it. You can't even file bankruptcy. I mean, I have a friend in town, a psychiatrist. She finished her program. She's got, like, I don't know, $350,000 of loans. The interest accrues during school as you're training. She paid $1,500 last month for her debt, which she plans to pay off, you know, as a good citizen, and only 32 went to principal.
Oh, isn't that – I mean, that frustrates the hell out of me right there. I mean, you know what? We can talk about this. But the only way it's going to change is if attitudes amongst physicians change. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the responses that you're getting from physicians about this book. Because it's really interesting to me to see if they're embracing it or and which ones are repelling it and what that means to those who are trying to ignore what's going on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. The book is on the homepage of superhumanradio.com. Physician suicide letters. It's a really good book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Pamela Weibel. We're talking about her new book, Physician Suicide Letters. Very sad. I've been very guilty of giving physicians a hard time years ago, and I have lightened up because I realize that they are they're a group of individuals that are taking on thankless positions no matter what they do. And you know, and we can talk about this in a minute. I want to hear about what you're hearing when you put your ear to the ground about the book from the medical industry itself. But I mean, it's no matter what happens, the doctor always gets tagged. Malpractice suits, you know. I mean, that is a thankless position, because even after you get out of school and you got all this debt hanging over your head, now you got to tiptoe around and make sure you don't piss somebody off that's going to sue you enough times where your insurance company either wants to drop you or raise your malpractice insurance so high. I mean, today people sue for everything, and then you have these class action lawsuit. Doctors out there looking to, attorneys out there trying to sue. I mean, it's a thankless position today. And you know what'll happen if they all disappear? We'll be screaming, "Where are the doctors? Where are the doctors?" Well, you know what? You spit in their eye long enough, they're not going to come and help you anymore. What are you hearing from your colleagues about this book, Dr. Weibel?
Oh, they're very thankful for the book. I mean, especially anyone that's experienced the bullying and hazing, which is, I would say, women, you know, have been harassed just for being women through this medical culture that's really, you know, again, more of a patriarchal, good old boy sort of a culture, you know, militaristic, man up, suck it up kind of a thing. Some people can do that. I think it's to the detriment of everyone, but women aren't so good at that because we're naturally loving and caring, and that's how we relate to people in the world. So to be dehumanized and to be, I don't know, masculinized in the way we relate to people, to get by in medicine isn't really working for us. I think it's really hard for men who are sensitive and loving and sweethearted. You know, some men are really just more, they hold their emotions on their sleeves, and they're destroyed in this sort of a culture by these kind of tough guy intimidation, teaching by public humiliation approach to medicine. And again, what's at the root of all of that is just we haven't been given mental health care, and we've been in horrific situations caring for people who we actually do care for, who are dying right in front of us. I mean, how do you think it feels to tell a family that the 3-year-old just died, that we couldn't save them? You know what I mean? We have to do that every day, and we don't get any mental health care ourselves. In fact, if we reach out for mental health care, we're punished, which is a whole other topic. But I think that shining the light on this in a really public way with a book that's written in the words of the victim. See, that's the thing, is I didn't just write this at a distance. I think we have a problem. Here's some graphs and charts. Here's a PowerPoint. I just went ahead and published the victim's letters. I don't have to say anything. You
right.
read the words of these victims. You make your own decision. Is there a problem here?
So, at first I thought to myself, why would that type of toughness even be a prerequisite to become a physician? I could see being a police officer or being in the military, but why would we want physicians to have that degree of callousness and disconnect from human emotion? But then I realized why. Because the system that we described before, that's designed to put the physician's opinion, and keep in mind, this is not physician's desire. This is the indoctrination. This is the process in school. This is what they make physicians into. You know, the physicians come in as people, and they go out as near gods in a lot of people's eyes. And I think that there's a reason that they want them to be hard and rough and not connect and don't be sensitive, because when you start doing that, you appear more as a peer than a superior. And now people are asking you questions. Well, do you think that's the right thing? You know, and doctors have to have the position of, I know what I'm talking about. Even if you go to my colleague and he completely disagrees with me, I still could be right. I mean, it's really part of the process of the school. So how do you change the schools, Dr. Weibel? How do you change the indoctrination process?
Well, I mean, by recognizing we have this medical student and physician suicide crisis, these schools need to wake up and do something to humanize their curriculum so that we can, so that we're allowed to be more human. And some schools are doing this, like St. Louis University. I just came back from Missouri, and they have some historic legislation that they're passing now that would require anonymous de-identified aggregate screening of all 6 medical school students to see, what is the rate of depression there? How are you helping these people? By bringing this conversation into the light of day, they have been able to make changes in the medical school which take the pressure off these young students and remove them from this competitive, cutthroat environment and allow them to feel like they have space to be human and a doctor. It's not like one or the other.
Right, right. They'd be better doctors if they were if they connected with their patients. Let's be honest.
And they'd be better parents, and they'd be better wives and husbands. I mean, you can't just be a cold-hearted person all day long with your job and be at an emotional distance with people and expect that you're going to be okay at home with your kids and your wife.
What about those within the medical community that are part of the fabric of the system who would say to you, look, this is a tough job, and if you can't handle it, you're better off washing out than becoming a physician because you'll hurt somebody? What about that? I'm sure that's what people will say, right?
Yeah, well, there's some people, the people who say, I walk 20 miles to school in the snow and you're going to do it too. Those sort of people. It made me a good doctor, and so they're just looking through their own lens, making the assumption that they're a great doctor, so of course you need to go through this horrendous training too. So what's interesting is that some organizations are starting to address this, and others are, very fascinating, either ignoring this or they are continuing the bullying at like a system-wide level with some very misleading terms. And one is resilience training. We don't need, these doctors are already doing 118-hour weeks. They're already in these horrendous, even with work hour restrictions, these are not being enforced. So you have these young doctors. I just got a letter, you wouldn't believe, it's very short here, from a woman who said, while in the ICU, I joked about jumping from the helipad, and a nurse said, well, it's about time, we're due for another one. It's been a few years. I worked 118 hours last week and was told I'm not committed enough. And being the only woman, if I show any feeling or compassion or pain, I'm over-emotional. And when my families hug me, I'm told I should have been a social worker.
Oh, man.
So this is like, it's that environment that where people are so wounded from this flawed system, and the wounded are leading the wounded, that there's no tolerance for reaching out, for being an individual, for being human, for asking for help. You know, none of that is tolerated, right?
Yeah.
And so so what happens is they're using terms, they're applying like diagnoses on doctors and medical students who stand up against this, whether it's like the slight that you're over emotional or you're too
right.
idealistic or you're not a team player, you know, all that stuff, which could be written on your evaluation
right.
and affect whether you ever get a job in the future. You know what I see? You see what I'm saying? This sustains
yeah.
itself. But then the system itself, you know, like the hospital or, you know, your residency program could, you know, doctors who dissent to working conditions are often diagnosed as disruptive, and they're mandated to attend disruptive doctor classes.
This is terrible. This
you
is
know?
Terrible.
And the thing is, we need disruptive doctors. These are people that are standing up for the rights of themselves and the rights of their patients. You
well,
know, but they are.
There's another reason that they don't want doctors to do this. Because of the topics that we cover on this show, especially the longevity and anti-aging side, we have lots of physicians that listen to this show who have stepped off the rat on a wheel type of a program and have become concierge physicians and or anti-aging physicians, where insurance is really nothing that they care about, because if you're coming to them, you're paying out of your pocket. If you got an account where you're going to turn it in, that's fine, but they're not doing anything through the regular system. And they say their lives are so much better than when they were family practitioners, emergency room physicians, and so on and so forth. But I want to take our last commercial break, and I want to come back, and I want to just chat about some of these phenomenons that we're seeing with doctors actually breaking away, and why the system doesn't want them. The system does not want critical thinkers to be physicians. They want assembly line people who do what they're supposed to do and don't buck the system. And there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. They say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. We're talking about a book that you can find right on the homepage of Superhuman Radio, Physician Suicide Letters Answered. We're talking with the author, Dr. Pamela Weibel. So when we were going into the break, I was saying they really don't want critical thinkers for physicians today. They get them. Doctors are critical thinkers by nature, but this type of intellect is actually frowned upon because they don't want doctors to think. They want them to follow instructions. No other profession in the world, I mean, everybody has continuing education, but no other profession in the world do they teach you everything you need to know to do the job and then stand over your shoulder for the rest of your life and make sure that you do it exactly the way they want you to do it. You know, you go to school to be a mechanic. I go to school to be a mechanic. We both learn the same things. You go to work for Volvo. I go to work for Chevy. My specialty becomes Chevy. I learn things about Chevys that most people don't know. You couldn't fix a Chevy as good as me. I couldn't fix a Volvo as good as you. So they take their education and they go out there and they enhance it. They add to it. They mold it. They focus it. You can't do that if you're a physician. I'm not saying you can't be a specialist. What I'm saying is, if you're a physician, you start learning things and they are counter to what the quote unquote standard of care is, you can't practice it even if you know that it's better than the standard of care. Otherwise, you're destroyed and you can forget about ever being a physician again. This is part of the pharmaceutical agenda. Pharmaceutical companies play a large role in why doctors don't get to be doctors. Now, go ahead. You critique my opinion.
Well, it's true. It's just that we have a situation where so many people are profiting. You know, look at the GDP from healthcare in this country. Like, who do you think's running the treadmill on this? You know, without doctors, you know, the whole system falls apart. They need us to just look down, do our jobs, and not question that somebody else controls the velocity that we're moving and controls, you know, how many patients we see per day. And, of course, if you're in 7-minute office visits, what can you do for someone except throw pills on their lap and run out of the room? You know, there's not a lot that you can do. I mean, 85% of diagnoses, by the way, can be made just by listening to the patient. But if you don't have enough time to listen to them, you're throwing pills and tests and all sorts of stuff their way that is not the answer to their problem. And then if you complain about your 7-minute office visit, 100-plus hour work weeks, you're told that you lack resilience, and then you're sent to resiliency training classes. And I just have to say, we don't need more resilience. We need more resistance to this abuse.
So do you think that this book is going to affect a change, or do you think that it's going to take a lot more? I mean, doctors have to start bucking the system, but where do they buck the system? While they're in school? Then they get kicked out.
Well, I think it's what it is right now, this bullying culture and this hazing, you know, do it our way or the highway culture can only sustain itself on the divide and conquer, you know, sort of mentality. So if we're all sitting alone crying and suffering and feeling suicidal by ourselves and we don't realize that this is a system-wide issue, then, you know, they don't care. Every one of these suicides, they just replace them in med school with somebody else willing to pay the $50,000 a year tuition and shut the F up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the thing is, once people come together and, for example, read this book or realize they're not the only one suffering, and what kind of a, you know, I mean, if you're not hooked in with the number of suicides, I don't know how much empathy you have. I mean, you got to have empathy for anyone that's dying by suicide. You got to be asking what the heck is going on.
Right.
And when you read this, you got to be, as any common sense sort of patient, you got to realize, geez, this isn't going to affect me well as a patient when I go in if these doctors are plotting their own deaths while they're controlling my ventilator.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the thing is, everyone with any kind of heart, soul, or brain, you know, should realize that this is like, this is huge. You know what I mean? And this just takes down the whole profession, really. I mean, in one shot. And it's, I'm not doing it. I just publish the letters. You know, these are the victims' words themselves. And so, yeah, what's happening is physicians are coming together and realizing that they don't lack resilience. They're not burned out. They've been snuffed out. These people have been killed, you know, by this profession that claims that it's health care, you know.
You know, it's funny. The phenomenon that you just described, most parents have experienced when their children are in school and your child has a problem and you go to speak to the teacher and they make you feel like it's just your child that has this particular problem. Then you go to a party where all the parents gather and you start talking and you find out everybody's got the same problem with that teacher. So shedding light on the topic, in my humble opinion, what you are doing is really going to provide a great deal of momentum, because the more doctors that suffer in silence and their story is sequestered from everybody else, we just, to their little universe, it looks like just them. But when you hear that millions of physicians are committing suicide and you go, why? And you look at why, then things can change. So you have to talk about it. You have to get to the party and hear the other mom say, no, I got the same problem with Miss McGillicuddy. And you go, oh, maybe it's not my kid. Maybe it's Miss McGillicuddy.
Right. I mean, it might be easy to shut the casket on one person, but you're not going to shut a casket on hundreds of people. You know, several have jumped off the rooftop of one hospital. I mean, you're going to ask what the heck is going on. You know,
what is some of the what is one of the most tragic of letters that's in the book? Just out of curiosity, like just the Reader's Digest version.
Well, the most tragic story is probably the one of the 23-year-old, very promising star medical student who never gave her parents any trouble. I mean, you look at the kid and you think, you know, she's never cursed. She never stayed out late. She followed her parents' rules her whole life. She's a straight-A medical student, top of her class, and she, you know, her parents get a call one night that she overdosed on helium in her apartment, and she did it like a well-planned school project. So they lost, you know, their star child, and then a year later, the mother couldn't deal with the pain, and she died by suicide the same way as her daughter.
Really?
So that's a double suicide in one family of four people. I talked to the father. I asked him, you know, what if your daughter worked at Walmart? You know, what if your daughter, you know, was maybe in real estate or some other profession? You think your wife and your daughter would still be alive? And he said, medical school has cost me half my family.
Oh, man.
That's pretty tragic.
And this is not an isolated situation, because there are
No.
lots of doctors, and these letters are in the book. The book is called Physician Suicide Letters Answered, and it's on superhumanradio.com. All the physicians that listen to the show need to read the book. and need to be more vocal, because the only way that things are going to change in school is if we start going after the schools that condone this type of system and calling it to the light of day. Just like, you know, lots of these famous schools where they have hazing. You know, a lot of schools won't, they don't allow hazing anymore because kids get hurt, people die. Well, you know what? This system that indoctrinates physicians is broken, and you're not getting any better health care as a result of the way they run things. In fact, you're getting worse health care, in my opinion. Great discussion, and thank you so much for doing this. Do you get depressed reading these stories and when you were working on the book?
Well, I wrote, if you can believe this, I wrote the book in a week because I have 3 years of suicide letters that have been coming to me, and I think if I would have paused at any moment to really reflect on the depth of misery in any one letter, it could have probably, you know, made me depressed. But, I mean, I had to tear through this material and just organize it in a way where I didn't kind of fall prey to any of the stories. But, you know, I never really do get depressed doing this because I have so many people writing me telling me that this has saved their lives.
Right.
You know? So when you get, like, that positive reinforcement that, like, just reading, you know, your email has saved my life, thank you so much. I mean, I've received letters from people who are in the middle of an actual overdose. And they somehow, I guess they were looking at their Facebook page, and a Facebook post popped up called How to Graduate Medical School Without Killing Yourself. And this guy wrote me that I believe that your lecture saved my life and a couple of close friends who are also suffering. I'm near the top of my class and praying for death to escape the trap I'm locked into.
Oh.
You know, so the thing is, these people, you know, they don't need much. They're very bright.
Right.
Loving young people, all they need to know is they're not alone and there's an answer and somebody cares about you. How about that? Somebody cares about you. You're not just here to care about everyone else. Somebody, you know, somebody cares about you, even if it's just a Facebook post from somebody who says there's, you know, from me, right?
Wow.
So the thing is, it doesn't take much to save these people. And the one final thought I want to say about suicide in
Please.
General, the topic is overwhelming. If you were to think about all the suicides, there's probably one happening now.
Right.
You know, there's probably several. There might be farmers in India dying, right? I mean, there are so many suicides, it's overwhelming. But, like, this topic, which is a triple taboo, by the way, because our culture doesn't deal real well with death, nor does it, you know, suicide is just death inconveniently in your face.
Right.
And then, you know, physician suicide is like, oh my gosh, the people are supposed to help us, they're dying too. It's really overwhelming. But if you can pull just one section, you know, and you don't have to think about transgendered farmers, teenagers, veterans, if you just pull out, like, just, how about just pull out medical students?
Right.
I feel like I personally have the answer that could solve and prevent 99% of these medical student suicides. And if we do that, if we solve one demographic in the big suicide pie, there you can extrapolate from that to teenagers, transgendered, veterans, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like, it's an easy way to start dealing with an absolutely overwhelming topic. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
no,
solutions are so simple.
Right. Be people and care about other people and let them
yeah.
know you care. And that's where it starts. Listen, great discussion. Dr. Pamela Weibel, go to superhumanradio.com, pick the book up. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care. Also want to thank Rob Regish during the first hour for the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to visit his website, coachrobregish.com. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.